Hello, my name is Dalton Jones, lead investigator and founder of Southern Souls Paranormal. You are listening to Southern Souls Case Files. In this episode, or first episode, we're going to talk about what got me into the paranormal and what makes our team so special. So, to begin with, I started out, you know, in the paranormal field at 15. That's very young for a lot of people, which I'm sure there's paranormal investigators that started out at 14 and 13, but I started out at 15, so I started out at a very young age. And that was all due to things that I had experienced in my past, what I had experienced. So I'm going to take you through a little bit of those. As a child, like really young, let's see, probably about 7 or 8, I would feel these eyes just staring at me, and it was just like a dead stare. Like it was, they weren't looking anywhere else or were looking at me. Their focus was on me. That made me uncomfortable, and I would not sleep in my room for the longest time. It took me a while to get to where I would actually sleep by myself, because I was so scared that something was going to get me or whatever. And keep in mind, I was 6 or 7. So, somewhere around in there. It was pretty bad. I could hear things. I could see things. I could hear things being moved. I could hear things. Hear voices and hear laughter and all that, with the feeling of being watched. And I wasn't very happy about that. It really, really bothered me. And I didn't really know what to do. I'd always been told that ghosts weren't real, that, you know, spirits weren't real, stuff like that, which a lot of kids are taught. And they don't find that out, and some of them never find that out. But those who do, they find that out in their early adult years, like I did. Or late. Let me go back. Mid teenage years. That's whenever I found it out, because that's whenever I started doing my research and I started doing investigations and all that. And it was just a turning point for me. It was a turning point in my life of something that I wanted to do. However, I don't make money with doing paranormal investigations. It's still something that I want to do. And it's something that a lot of my friends and family members know me for doing. I guess that's what sets me apart from all the rest of the people that I know. Nobody else that I know that I'm friends with, that I went to school with in high school or family member-wise, is a paranormal investigator. So, like I said, I guess that sets me apart. At about the age of 10 or 11, by then I was sleeping in my own room and everything, so I had my own room. And I had a Alabama football that was in a plexiglass case. It was about a foot tall by about 6-7 inches wide. I'd say about 6 inches wide. Fall off the top shelf, and I'm sleeping under that shelf on my bed, and it falls off, and mind you, it's pushed up all the way against the wall. It falls off and hits me dead in the chest, and that woke me up and scared the hell out of me. I was almost to the point to where I didn't want to sleep in my room again anymore, but, my mother later told me that there was some weird things going on in that house. They had seen some things and heard some things. And I guess that's what really got me into the paranormal, was that one thing. I guess that was whenever I had it. I had enough. I want to see what's really out there. So years down the road, whenever I start doing my research and stuff, I become a paranormal investigator. So what my goal is to help people. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you you've got a child that's being affected, or if an elderly person's being affected, or a 30-year-old's being affected. I want to help you. I want to explain what's going on. And for the most part, I've been able to do that. Now, there's been some cases that I haven't found answers, and some of those cases I've went back and redone investigations, and some of those I've gotten the answers finally, and some of them I still haven't gotten answers for. I don't know who's there. I don't know why they're there. I mean, you just can't get that information out of one investigation sometimes. Sometimes it takes multiple. And that's what some people don't understand, is that you're not going to go in and get all these answers, because it just doesn't work that way. And even homeowners think that, oh, well, a paranormal investigator is going to come in here, they're going to fix it. Well, that's not always the case. You, as a paranormal investigator, have the power to capture evidence, record evidence, whatever, and you can show it to them. That's pretty much all you can do. Now, you can try to ask the spirit to leave. You can, that might get you somewhere. It might not. It may or may not leave. There's just no guarantee that that spirit's going to leave. Now, what sets our team apart from other teams? That we have great chemistry. We all have great chemistry. We all work great together, and we're all like a family. We're all like one big paranormal family. So, with that said, letting people join, that's a hard thing for me to do, because you've got to be just a certain type of person. You've got to be, funny. You've got to be serious at the same time. And overall, you just have to have that chemistry with us. And if you don't have that chemistry with us, you're not going to get very far on our team. So we like to help people. You've got to have that. You've got to want to help people, and you've got to have a passion for the paranormal. But if you have those, and you have that chemistry with us, then you're going to make it far. You're going to go far on our team. And we're going to enjoy having you on our team as well. Right now, we've got, let's see, we've got a psychic medium. We've got a co-lead investigator, Walker. Psychic medium is Jacqueline. We've got two investigators, Kayla and Charles. So, and then plus me, so the lead investigator, Dalton, like I said, which is me. So we've got five members on our team. We used to have more, but they wanted to start their own team. They wanted to do that. So I said, okay, that's fine. I support them and what they're doing. They're doing great, actually. So they've learned a lot, and I don't mind, taking in people to teach them on how to start their own team, so they can. I don't mind doing that, because we're all in this for the same thing, or at least we should be. Some people are out there for a TV show. Some people are out there to get famous. That's not us. Now, we have been lucky to get onto a TV show, which that was not something that we were actually searching for. They actually came to us, and I thought about it for a few days, and I said, you know what, okay. So I signed all the paperwork, got everything ready, and now we're on a TV show. Truth of Legends in Your Hometown, coming fall 2020. Had to put that in there. But, yeah, some people are in it to get famous, but we're not. We're in it to help people. That's what we want to do. We want to help people, and we want to experience these things. We want to experience the activity ourselves. We want to be scratched. We want to be pushed. We want to be shoved. We want to, we want that activity to happen to us, because if it's going to happen to the homeowners, we want to know that it's going to happen to us. Because I'll tell you what, whenever you get that first scratch, it is scary and exciting at the same time. Because I got my first scratch about 2 years ago, and it definitely scared me, and it got my heart going. It did. And it was something that I'll never forget. And having physical contact with a spirit is very, very surreal, I guess I could say. I've had a spirit hold my hand. I felt that cold air just envelop my hand and start to move up my arm and go up to my elbow. And it was absolutely crazy. We put the mail meter up next to my hand where it started, and it's reading a 0.5. So we know we've got something. And that's another reason why I'm in the paranormal field, is to experience those things. But anyway, that's all the time I have for this episode. We're going to finish covering what makes us special or what makes us different or what sets us apart in the next episode. And we'll move on from there. And then after we get done with this basic stuff, we're going to move into the case files. We're going to start out with our earliest cases that we've got from the case files that I still have. And some of them have dust on them, trust me. I haven't opened them up in years. So, yeah. So stay tuned for that. And we hope y'all enjoy listening to this. Thank y'all for listening to Southern Souls Case Files.